time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. We have 25 vessels altogether between our inbounders and our outbounders and all the ships in our anchorages, which are about a dozen of them are sitting out there waiting to go upriver to pick up their own cargoes. And that includes also two ships that are at sea awaiting orders. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through this evening. We have southwest winds, 20 to 25 knots, easing to 15 to 20 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest, 5 feet at 5 seconds apart, and west swells, 15 feet at 3 seconds. And we have a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning and rain in the forecast. So difficult conditions at the mouth of the river continue. The Columbia River Bar was on yellow status yesterday evening and was that way on Sunday and remains that way now. So might see some vessels waiting because of weather. But what I'm going to talk with you about later in the show today is about why some of these vessels have been delayed and why some of them are waiting out in the ocean. And it's a little bit different from what we typically see at this time of year, which is weather ships being delayed by weather. So let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, a dozen in our Astoria anchorages, including 2 of them actually are out to sea, but they will be coming into the anchorage when they can, when areas open up for them, 9 outbounders. And it's an interesting thing to note, especially with what I'm going to talk with you about in a few minutes, so hold this thought, that of those 25 ships, only 7 of them are not carrying wheat. All the others are either coming in to pick up wheat or leaving loaded with wheat. So wheat is the topic of the day. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, let's take a look at these ships who are coming and going. The MSXT Bellona, she came into the river at about 7:30, passing Astoria, headed for Longview. It'll take her about 3.5 hours to get upriver. She's one of our non-wheat ships today. She's going to be picking up logs at the port of Longview. The Mamma Mia is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll probably be there by about 9 a.m. and will be waiting to go upriver to pick up wheat. We have the Alberta. She's arriving from South Korea, headed to the port of Portland, and she will pass Astoria around 9:30 a.m., headed upriver. And the Diamond Globe is arriving from Japan, headed for the Rice Island anchorage. She will be there at about 1:30 p.m., and she is also going upriver to pick up wheat. So let's take a look at all these ships in our Astoria anchorage. We have the KP Albatross, left at about 7 a.m. to go upriver to Portland to pick up potash. And then we have the Sentosa Spirit that is leaving at about noon to go up to Portland to pick up wheat. And all the other ships in the anchorage here are all wheat carriers. They are these next two ships are actually waiting offshore. The Crimson Ark, the Thunder Island, they'll eventually come into the Astoria anchorage to wait their turn to go upriver to berths. The Coral Ruby, the Maria D, the Vigor SW, the ETG Mishima, the Good Wish, the Ultra Vision, the Gleam Star, and the Ariba. In our outbounders, we have the Marlin Ametrine, leaving Portland with refined petroleum on board. She's headed out to sea, leaving around 6 a.m., probably will pass Astoria outbound around noontime. And the Virgo Colossus, leaving Vancouver with wheat on board, she'll leave at about 7 a.m. and pass Astoria outbound around 1 p.m. So what's with all this wheat on the river? Well, today I want to talk with you about something really interesting I learned about ship traffic yesterday, because I took another look at something that I thought I knew, and I learned something different. I was watching the ship traffic, or rather the lack of ship traffic, on Sunday night on the river, and following what I have known to be true in previous years, I assumed that the lack of ships passing by Astoria in either direction was a direct result of the weather. It often has been in past years, when conditions get bad as they were Sunday night, and the Columbia River Bar is restricted or closed to ship traffic for a while, you might have ships simply waiting out in the ocean, not at anchor, but just motoring around, waiting their turn to come in. But then I saw a post on Facebook from a local person named Brandon Wilson talking about having listened on VHF radio to the bar pilot's radio frequency, and he said that he'd heard them talking about ships having to stay out at sea because there was no room for them in the river. Now, these days when you hear about ships waiting, you think immediately of container ships, and he mentioned that, and whether we too have container ships stacking up offshore here. Well, this didn't quite ring true for me, and I posted something about the weather slowing things down, but I kept thinking about it, about why there would not be room in the river for arriving ships. And I knew that we just don't have enough container ships calling here, even with increased traffic, to create a situation like you're seeing in other ports on the West Coast and elsewhere in the U.S. and around the world. So I got in touch with Columbia River Bar pilot Captain Dan Jordan, who has been one of several pilots over the years who have kindly been mentors to me in my work on the ship report, and I asked him what was up. And here's the really interesting part. Yes, the weather was a factor Sunday night, and yes, ships were delayed for that reason. But there was another reason, too, and not one that most folks would immediately suspect from what we've heard in the news. The ships that are backing up a bit here are not container ships. They're grain ships carrying wheat. And here's why. With it being harvest time, and with the weather being so rainy, there's an awful lot of wheat to load, and lots of ships coming here. And what most people probably don't know is that wheat is one of the most dangerous cargoes to transport. And rain and snow are serious issues when loading grain. If a wheat shipment gets too wet, the wheat can rot and ruin the shipment, and that's a huge financial loss for everyone concerned. By too wet, I mean the moisture content in the cargo hold must be carefully monitored so it doesn't get above 17%. So officers are closely monitoring the moisture content of any wheat loaded on the ship. Too high a moisture content in a cargo hold filled with wheat can cause bad things to happen that are real deal breakers. In addition to the wheat rotting, the wheat can start to chemically react if it's wet, and that can cause heat and can even cause spontaneous combustion where the wheat catches fire in the cargo hold, which is a very, very serious thing. And in even the most severe cases, very wet wheat can expand and damage the cargo holds. So when it's really rainy, wheat loading will stop until it's safe to load. And you can see how bad weather like we've been having here could really slow things down. I mean, we've been having rain and snow and just about everything. So ships have had to stop loading wheat and wait for the weather to improve. So there's an interesting bit of shipping information about our cargo issues here in the rainy Pacific Northwest. And thanks to Brandon Wilson for bringing that up and for causing me to rethink my assumptions about ship traffic. Brandon, by the way, is the moderator of a Facebook group here locally called Astoria Riverwalk Fans. You'll find a lot of great photos of the Riverwalk there and around town and interesting information about our area. Great for people who live here, who visit here, or who are not here but are interested in Astoria. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.